DeMint's departure is the latest disappointment for the Republican Party's right flank. Many conservatives are frustrated, if not downright angry, with House Speaker John Boehner's performance in the ongoing fiscal cliff negotiations. His initial offer to the White House has earned him a scolding from the right. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on how Boehner's doing inside his own party.
The internet has not been kind to Speaker Boehner in recent days. On Twitter, there are some new, not-so-subtle hashtags going around. Boehner must go, fire Boehner, and purge Boehner. It's backlash from the right for a pair of sins, giving up too much in his opening offer to the president in fiscal cliff negotiations, and ousting four outspoken Republicans from key congressional committees. Tim Huelskamp, a Tea Party freshman from Kansas, was one of them. He was booted from the House Budget Committee.
It's vindictive. It's not a message to me. It punishes my constituents, who still represent them, but it's meant as a message to the Republican conference in general.
The message appears to be, get in line. Though the only thing Boehner's spokesman will say officially is that the steering committee makes decisions based on a range of factors. In past negotiations with the White House, like last December's fight over extending the payroll tax holiday, conservative members of the House GOP conference were openly critical of the deal the speaker made. This time, some of these same members are keeping their concerns to themselves. Here's the response from Arizona Republican Trent Franks when asked if the speaker gave away too much in his opening offer.
I guess I don't want to speak to that. I think that our speaker is in an enormously difficult position, and I think he's doing the best he can, and I really do believe that. And that doesn't mean that what he finally arrives at will be something that I can support or it won't. You know, I don't know.
Contrast that to the conservative blogosphere, where Boehner is being called a sellout. The $800 billion in revenues he offered described as a job-killing tax increase, and the cuts he proposed not nearly enough. And then there's Trey Gowdy from South Carolina with a 97% rating from the conservative Club for Growth.
Speaker Boehner has a very hard job. I could not do his job, and I would not do his job. So you know, it's easy for me as the lowest level member of the House to criticize what others are trying to do, but I'm not going to do it.
In not so many words, many House Republicans are admitting the president and Democrats have the upper hand, both politically and practically. If the country goes over the fiscal cliff, taxes would go up on virtually everyone, and polls show Republicans would take the blame. Pat Teaberry is a Republican from Ohio.
I don't think we have much leverage, to be honest with you. We're just trying to do the right thing.
Teaberry and his colleagues seem to be encouraged by the fact that, at least for now, the speaker is holding firm on tax rates, saying they shouldn't rise, even on the rich. But even on that point, Texas Republican Blake Farenthold isn't willing to draw a hard line.
I mean, I've got some lines that are going to be very difficult to cross. You know, I'm be very hard-pressed to vote for a tax rate increase, but you got to see the whole package and see what it is.
If there is a deal, there's no telling just how bitter a pill Boehner will end up having to ask his members to swallow. Farenthold seems resigned, though, to the process.
You always worry that your side's going to give up too much. When was the last time you walked out of a car dealership thinking you got a good deal?
But when I asked him if that's how he feels now, like the speaker is making a bum deal, Farenthold turned philosophical about the nature of negotiations. Nobody gets what they want, he says, but most people get what they can live with. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.